Hello.
Hello.
Well, good evening. My name is Edgar. I'm calling from the Opinion Research. This evening, we are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community. People would like to get your opinions. Let me ask you, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio, television station, newspaper, advertising agency, media organization?
Who are you working for? Who are you working for, and what are the questions about?
I'm working from Opinion Research Company, and, well, we are conducting a short of public opinion survey in your community. It's like a general question about your community.
Is it politically oriented?
Kind of.
Okay,
but not
so
too
that's
much.
What it is. Yeah, I'll answer.
Thank you so much for your time, ma'am. Okay, so let me start with the first question. As mentioned, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio? No. Okay. Okay, thinking ahead to this November, which of the following best describe how you will vote in the general election for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November the 5th? You're definitely going. Very likely someone likely vote. Not very likely.
It will be very likely.
Excellent. Okay, and with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat?
Undecided.
Undecided, okay. What is your main racial background? I am Anglo, Hispanic, African American, Asian.
I am Anglo.
Other. Thank you. Around what is your age? 18, 35, 36, 45, 46, 55?
I'm above that.
Like over 65?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Okay.
Pardon me?
Thank you. Thank you for your answer. Now, generally speaking, will you say things in the city of Miami are going in the right direction or they are off on the wrong track?
Wrong track.
Okay. From the following list, which issue should your local elected official in Miami focus on most to help you and your family? Inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, growth and overdevelopment, affordable housing, crime and neighborhood safety, traffic and congestion, property insurance costs, flooding, sea level rise of abandonment resistantly, corruption in city government.
And you want me to name just one of those things?
Let me see. Yes, only one. I only have to.
Okay, growth and overdevelopment.
Excellent. Okay, now you will not be given a list of some public official in Miami that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of this person, of each person, you can indicate that as well. But
okay.
The first one is Keon Hardeman.
Keon Hardeman.
Yes.
Favorable.
Favorable. Like a very somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. Joey Carroja.
Unfavorable. Very.
Very, okay. What about Francis Suarez?
Extremely bad.
Okay. What about Raquel Regalado?
Unfavorable.
Okay. Somewhat or very unfavorable?
Somewhat.
Okay. What about Miguel Gabela?
I know nothing.
Okay. What about Manolo Reyes?
Favorable.
Very, somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay, here is Daniela Levine Cava.
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. Eileen Higgins?
No, nothing.
Nothing. No opinion.
No.
Okay. Damian Pardo?
Very favorable.
Okay. And Christine King?
I don't know anything.
Okay. Now, if the general election for president were held today among the following candidates, for whom will you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And will you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting for Joe Biden?
Definitely.
Thank you so much. Now, let me make this quick as possible. When voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes Florida constitutional amendments and local ballot referendum that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a few ballot measures that may be on your ballot this November. After hearing each, please indicate if you will you vote yes in favor to this measure or no against the measure. The first one. The first Florida constitutional amendment is called Adult Personal Use of Marijuana, and the ballot reads, allows adults 21 years or older to possess, purchase, or use marijuana products and marijuana accessories for non-medical personal consumption by smoking, ingestion, or otherwise, allows medical marijuana treatment centers and other state licensed entities to acquire, cultivate, process, manufacture, sell, and distribute such products and accessories. Apply for Florida law. Does not change or immunize violation of federal law. Establish possession limits for personal use. And allows consistent legislation. Defines terms. Provide effective date. If the election will help, then will the vote yes in favor about this constitutional amendment or no against?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. And will you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Understood? Now, the second Florida constitutional amendment is called Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. And the ballot reads, no law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health.
Okay, as let's come through to the end of that, and I will vote yes for that.
Okay, thank you. And will you say that we are definitely voting or probably voting?
I am so definitely voting.
Thank you so much. Now, there may also be a City of Miami questions on the ballot this year. One of those proposals is known as Watson Harbor, and the ballot question reads, shall city amend its leases government the mixed use project at 888 MacArthur Causeway on Watson Island to reduce the overall development, extend term from 75 to 99 years, waive binding and required at no cost to city. The previously approved time.
That is a no.
No. Okay. Thank you. So it's like definitely or probably voting
definitely
no about
no.
It. Thank you. Now, you will not be given some of the specific components of this Watson Harbor proposal. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each.
I disapprove of all of them.
All of them, okay. Like somewhat or very strongly?
Strongly.
Okay. All of them. Okay. Now, you will not be given a more detailed description of this Watson Harbor proposal. This proposal will update an already voted approved mixed-use project on Watson Island, which is off of the MacArthur Causeway between the city of Miami mainland and Miami Beach. The already approved project includes a marina, two hotels, shops, and restaurants, and waterfront promenade. The marina part of the project has already been built. And this proposal will allow for some office space to support the viability of the shops and restaurants and allow approved timeshare residents to be condominiums, resulting in over $1 billion of additional tax revenue to the city of Miami. It will also create a new waterfront promenade to allow better public access along Biscayan Bay. This proposal will result in a less orbital development, meaning that there will be a reduction in the amount of commercial and retail space built and fewer hotel rooms built than Butter has previously approved. This project is privately funded, meaning no city dollars will be used. Knowing this, will you vote yes in favor about this referendum or against them?
I'll vote no.
Definitely,
and I'm
going probably...
to answer one more question, and I'm going to get off the phone because this is getting old.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that, ma'am. We're almost done. Just a couple of questions more, just like three or four more. So definitely no. And regardless of your position, what is the one thing that you like most about what you're just heard?
I like nothing about the Watson Island situation. Zero.
Okay, let me break down this. Okay. And what is the one thing that you dislike most about what you just heard?
Growth and development.
I'm sorry?
Growth and development.
Thank you. Now, would you be more likely or less likely to vote for a candidate who supports this Watson Harbor proposal?
Okay, I'm over it. Bye.